Welcome to Guitar Noise's very first podcast. My name is David Hodge. I'm the managing editor of Guitar Noise. Those of you who already know, you can find this at www.guitarnoise.com. In this podcast, we're going to look at the very basics of strumming. In subsequent podcasts, we're going to be taking a look at the little ways we can do things a little more interesting, using the tricks we already know, and develop a few more tricks along the way. So welcome aboard, and let's get started. First off, I'm going to assume you have a guitar and that your guitar is in standard tuning. For the record, here's E, A, D, G, B, and E. I'm also going to assume that you know some basic open position chords. Open position means that we use open strings in order to make the chords sound. For instance, E minor, E major, or regular E, if you will, A minor, A major, D, C, and G. Just for starters, anyway. We may use all of those, we may just use some of them, but I want you to be ready for it. Okay? All right. Strumming is something that you do a lot on the guitar, and so being comfortable with it and having a good sense of confidence is a good place to start. We're going to start with an E minor chord since it's relatively easy, and it's also going to involve strumming all six strings. And we're just going to do a very nice down strum. Now, you have your E minor chord set, and we strum. I'm just going to use my thumb for starters. Okay. The first thing that we want to address is the fact that it's really easy to cheat when you're strumming. Okay, and by that I mean if I'm strumming and you hear that, your ears are hearing a whole E minor chord. But if I were to go down string by string, well, you'd hear I'm cheating on that one. That one's not so good either. The other ones are all open, so they damn well better be good, right? So, take a moment to adjust your finger position so that when you strum each string, you get a good ringing note. From each string. And that will help you, first off, when you're strumming, to make your strum sound a lot cleaner. Now, you notice I said I was using my thumb, which is what I'm doing. When I'm using my thumb, I'm actually using the... I'm left-handed, so when I look at my thumb and I hold it straight out at me, it's the right-hand edge of it. It's below the nail. It's on the pad. And not using the nail at all. If I used the nail, I'd have this sort of thing going on. You can hear that. Okay, hear how it's digging in. But we're just using the side of the thumb. A good way to start would be to just lay your thumb parallel to your low E string, the thickest one, the one that's closest to you. Just have it set there, and then just go straight down, keeping the thumb parallel to the strings as you do. Okay? You can also use picks or plectrums, if you call them. And depending upon the type you use, you can get all sorts of different sounds too. This is a thin one. This is more of a medium. And this one's a really thick one. All right. I'm going to go back to the thumb for just a second. Okay. And strumming the thumb, I'm going to go down. Now, this may seem really, really ludicrous, but this is one of the most important concepts that you're going to learn as far as strumming. I want to count to four, and then we're going to strum down four times. You ready? So one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Not too bad. Let's try that again. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Nice. Now, how are your upstrums? You might be thinking you didn't do any upstrums or upstrokes, but the thing is that you did. If you only went down, you would have gone one, and you would have been stuck there. You had to come back up in order to do two. You just didn't hit any strings when you came up. One, two, three, four. That's not such a tough concept to understand. It's missing the strings that's going to make the difference when you create what we call strumming patterns. Now, the next thing I want to get you into your head is not to worry so much right now. We're going to talk a lot about up and down, but I don't want you to get hung up on up and down. Because more important to the pattern isn't the up and down as much as it is the rhythm. And the rhythm will ultimately dictate whether or not you're going up and down. And we'll deal with that, if not in this podcast, in the next one. Okay. We're going to switch to a pick now, just for sake of coming both down and up, in order to demonstrate a little bit. And we'll be going back to the thumb in just a second, too. So not to worry. Okay. Now, I'm going to do the same thing, E minor chord. I'm going to go down and up. One and two and three and four and going down on the ones numbers and coming up on the ands. So here we go. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and. Now, you'll notice that when we come the ups on the ands, you don't want to come up all six strings again. Okay? The reason for that is if you're doing this continually, you're going to end up with a real muddy mess like this. So what you want to do instead is when you come up, you want to kind of just come up partially. All right, it's almost like you're getting your hand set to come into a downstroke again. So you're not coming straight up. You're kind of cocking your wrist a little bit and just getting two or three strings, usually the thinner ones down towards the bottom of the guitar, the higher strings we call them. So let's try that again. One and two and three and four and one and two. Bad at all. So while you pat yourself on the back for that, I'm going to take a quick break from strumming and talk to you about sock puppets. Yeah, sock puppets. And I know that we're an international audience here at Guitar Noise, www.guitarnoise.com, so I might have to explain that one, right? Okay. A sock puppet is kind of a child's toy that you make by taking a sock and putting it over your hand, and then the sock becomes your puppet. Some people put eyes on it. You can draw a mouth on it if you want to. But basically a sock puppet, unless you're a ventriloquist, has a very limited vocabulary. A sock puppet can say yes, and a sock puppet can say no. And it goes no by shaking its head no. Like you would say no by shaking your head no. Right. What does this have to do with the guitar? Well, ideally, if you take a look at your sock puppet and it's telling you no, and you're looking at that, and then you take your sock puppet and use it to strum, that's the kind of motion that you want. It's more between the wrist and the forearm as opposed to using the elbow to make the whole forearm go up and down. You want it to be more of a combination of your wrist and forearm. And if you can get into the habit of your sock puppet saying no all the time, that's exactly the kind of motion that you want to be having for your strumming. Now, this doesn't change whether or not you're using a pick or your fingers. And this is very, very important, because if you're using your fingers, if you're going down with your thumb, well, if you come back up with your thumb, you're going to be catching your thumb, nail, and dragging. And that's okay if that's the sound that you want, because some people really like that. It's perfectly fine. But easier, in this case, to use your index finger to come up. And hear the disc again catching two or three strings, down with the thumb, up with the fingers. Now the other thing in this particular case is not going all the way down with the thumb. Because if I do that, you don't have as much freedom of movement in order to get that finger back up. You're going to create a little bit of a glitch. The more you practice, the easier it will be. But for starters, just think about going 3/4 or 5/6 of the way down with your thumb and then using your finger to come up the rest of this way. In fact, a very good thing to get started on as far as strumming goes is the idea of coming back up with your finger. Even if you're going to strum to all six strings, like here's my E minor chord, I'm going to go down 5 with the thumb. And that last one is going to be my finger coming up. As opposed to going all the way down with the thumb. That's the thumb. Here's the thumb and finger. It helps to get you set for the change of direction that you're going to be coming up with the finger. Gives a little bit overall better sound. So, back to strumming. Let's take that E minor chord, and this time we're going to space out our downs and ups, our ones and our ands, if you will. Instead of going every single thing down and up and down and up, we're going to go down on the first beat. We're going to skip hitting the up when we come up with and, and then on the second beat, we are going to do a down and. And then on the third, straight. And on the fourth, straight. It's going to be 1, 2, and 3, and 4. And 1, and 2, and 3, and 4. And 2, and 3, and 4. And 1, and 2, and 3, and 4. You can hear we're already beginning to sound a little bit more musical. This time, let's do our down and ups on both the second and the fourth beats, okay? So it'll be 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 2, and 3, and 4, and... Very good. The more we vary our patterns, the more patterns that we have to play. And again, one of the things that's really, really important, and we'll be talking about this a lot in upcoming podcasts, is don't get hung up on the idea that there's one pattern that's going to work, particularly for any sort of song. When you're playing, it's very hard to keep going the same pattern over and over and over again. And even if you can, it makes you sound very robotic. You don't want to be doing the same thing over and over again, but you do need to keep the rhythm steady. So, for instance, if we're doing that last one that we're doing, 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and. And we occasionally miss 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3. You can hear, as long as you keep the rhythm steady, it really doesn't matter. Now, if you're shooting for a very specific sound, if a number of songs have a very specific rhythmic sound, then, of course, you want to stick to your pattern. But for the most part, don't get hung up on that, because it's not going to help you in the long run. It really isn't. Being flexible is going to do you an awful lot more good, and being able to hold the rhythm steady is the most important thing that you could ever deal with. Okay? All right, then. Now, let's talk about root notes. As a beginner, you may be vaguely aware of the difference between notes and chords. I mean, obviously, a chord is made up of a group of notes, because when we strum a string, we strum a single string, we get a note. And then we strum a group of strings with our fingers in the proper places, we have a group of notes which make a chord. Every chord will have what we call a root note. And the root note is really easy, even though the explanation sounds kind of convoluted. It's the note that has the same name as the chord. So, for instance, your root note of your E minor is an E note. The root note of an E major chord is also an E note. Okay? Root note of E7 is, guess what? E, okay? And if you were, you know, really hung up on jazz sort of things and you wanted to know an E7 sharp 9 flat 13, well, guess what? It's still E, okay? This is important when we play the guitar, because our root notes we're going to find on different strings. And we try to use the lowest root note as kind of like the base, the foundation that we set the rest of the chord on. So, for instance, when you play a C chord, the root note is of a C chord is C, okay? And the lowest C that we have is on the third fret of the A string of the guitar, this note here. And we try to strum our C chord from that A string down. Like that. Now, the reason for this is that even though the E note is part of the C chord, and you know that because you know you strum the high E note right there, if we're to strum the low E note on top of the C chord, it really muddies things up a lot. So we get a lot cleaner sounding C chord when we strum it from the A string down. The A string is the fifth string of the guitar. We number our strings from the thinnest. The one closest to the floor is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the A string is the fifth string. And the C chord is what we would call a root 5 chord. We are mostly concerned as beginners with either root 6 chords, root 5 chords, or root 4 chords. Root 6 chords are chords that have the root note or the bass note on the lowest string, the thickest one, the one that's closest to us. And so immediately we know of E minor, E major, and G. Those are the root 6 chords that we will deal with most likely as beginners. Root 5 chords will be A minor, A, and C. And root 4 chord will be D, although we'll also run into F or F major 7, a at some point, not today. If you want more information on these basic chords, be sure to look at the Absolute Beginners page of Guitar Noise. The first lesson on chords is a really, really great way to get you started on them, and will help you with finger positioning, as well as understanding why you want to hit the certain strings that you do. And again, you'll find that at guitarnoise.com on the Absolute Beginners lesson page. Okay? So, we're going to use these root notes as a way to start us off on making our strumming a little bit more interesting. Okay? We're going to go back to that E minor, and we're going to go back to the strum where we're going to go down on the first beat, and then down and up on the second beat, two and then down on the third beat, and then down and up again on the fourth beat. But what we're going to do is we're going to hit that root note, the low E string, instead of the whole chord on the first beat. So it will sound like 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Now, when we do this, we just want to hit that low E string only on the 1. As you can hear, that's going to reverberate and, you know, ring out through the whole rest of this explanation. So it sure is going to last for a whole measure on us. So when we do the rest of the chord, we're going to start strumming from either the A or the D string on down. So 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and. Very nice. Now, let's up the ante a little bit and use that root note on the first beat and also the third beat. So you'll have 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and. Now, if you want to, again, even within all these variations, you can make your own. For instance, on that fourth beat, instead of going down and up, why don't we just go down? 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, 4. It's not so bad. How about switching them? So we're going to go down, just down on the 2, and down and up on the 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and. Not too bad, huh? Using this bass as part of the strum is a technique I call bass strum because that seems to make a lot of sense. But if you read guitar books or especially guitar magazines, you'll hear it going by the incredibly interesting term of boom chuck. So the boom is the bass, and the chuck is the chord. Boom chuck, boom chuck. And then when you go up and down, they would call it a boom chucka. No lie, you can laugh as much as you want. I am not making this up. Boom chucka, boom chucka, boom chucka, boom. Kind of silly, isn't it? But that's what they do. Now, for those of you that strum with your fingers, we're going to use this boom chuck or bass strum in order to work on a slightly different technique. We're going to use our thumb to hit the bass, 1. And then for our down up on 2, we're going to use our index finger. We're going to just throw it down. You can hear how it's getting the nails. And then on the up, it's just getting a little bit of this finger. So we have 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3. Now, one of the advantages of using this particular technique in strumming is that when you're going down with your finger, you're actually just using the highest three strings, the G, the B, and the E. You might catch the D string every now and then, but most people's fingers aren't going to do that. Most people's fingers are just, if you hit that thumb naturally, and then you just stick your finger down and sweep it downward toward the floor, those are the three strings that you're going to get. So you get a really nice strum with very little effort. So let's try that. We're going to go 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3. Good. Now, let's take that up a notch further and move from what we call a bass strum to an alternating bass strum. And an alternating bass strum, we're going to alternate the note we use as our bass note. We are initially using the E note, which is our low E string, our root note, if you will. We're going to alternate that on 3, the beat 3, with the B note, which is at the second fret of the A string. Our finger's already there in order to make the E minor chord. Okay? The important thing here is to make sure that you let the bass notes ring out clearly, and that means not hitting them again with a chord. Because if I go the low E string, the rest of the chord, then the A string, and then hit the E string again on the chord, it kind of ruins the effect that I'm shooting for. Instead of getting, I get, so, let's try this really nice and easy. We're going to go 1 is the E string, 2 is down and up on our 3 high strings, thin strings, the E, G, and B. The third beat is hitting the B note at the second fret of the A, and then following again with the fourth as being a down and up on those high strings again. So, 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 2, and 3, and 4, and. And of course, you can also do this with a pick. 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4. Not too bad. Okay. In preparation for our next podcast, what I'd like you to also work on is a very, very simple thing, is just a basic hammer-on. A hammer-on is when we play a string, we pick the string with our picking hand, and then we change the note with our fretting hand. So, for instance, I'm going to hit the open A string, and then I'm going to hammer my finger onto the second fret. Like that. So, A, hammer. A, hammer on the second fret. Now, if there's a trick to hammer, it's when you're developing your finger strength, don't be afraid to exaggerate. You want to hit it right square with the tip, and you want to really hammer it, literally. You want to hang on in order to make the note ring out. Now, you can do this quickly, or you can do it slow. Okay? But practice on that for our next time out, because we're going to be using it. In order to spice up our strumming a little bit. Okay? Thank you very much for listening. Again, I'm David Hodge, managing editor of Guitar Noise at guitarnoise.com. It's been a wonderful, strange thing doing a podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed it as much as I have. If you have any kind of questions or concerns or suggestions, please feel free to email me directly at dhodge, H-O-D-G-E, guitar, at AOL.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and again, look forward to seeing you all at the forum pages and the lesson pages at Guitar Noise, guitarnoise.com. Thanks a lot.